I want to start by asking you to think of your favorite coffee mug. You know the one. Fits perfectly in your hand. It's the right weight. Now imagine I walked up and smashed it on the floor. Half of you just felt a physical pain in your chest. That, my friends, is attachment. And today we're going to talk about why that little pain is actually the secret source of almost all of our stress, and how to stop letting your mugs and your lives own you. First, let's clear the air. Non-attachment does not mean you become a cold, emotionless robot who lives in a cave and doesn't care if their house burns down. Attachment is saying, I need this specific thing to happen or to own to be okay. It's a clenched fist. Non-attachment is saying, I can love this item or work my butt off for this thing, but if the universe says no, I'm still me and I'm still okay. It's an open hand. It's the difference between loving someone and possessing them. One is a beautiful partnership, and the other is a high-stakes kidnapping, which is frowned upon. Here's the roller coaster problem, because I love a visual. Most of us live our lives like we're strapped into a roller coaster we didn't ask to be on. The high. You get that like on Instagram. Ooh, I'm a genius. Everyone loves me. Now the low. Someone cuts you off in traffic. The world is a dark, lawless place, and I'm the victim. When you are attached to outcomes, your happiness is a hostage to things you cannot control. You're giving a stranger in a Honda Civic the power to ruin your Tuesday. Does that stranger deserve that much power? Absolutely not. They don't even use their turn signal. The easiest way to understand non-attachment is to think about a rental car. When you have a rental car, you drive it around. You enjoy the air conditioning and the nice leather seats. You use it to get where you're going. But when you see the tiny scratch on the rim, you don't have a midlife crisis. Why? Because you know you're giving the keys back on Monday. Fact, everything in your life, your job, your current car, your youthful skin, even your favorite mug is a rental. You're just borrowing it for a little while. And when you realize that you don't own any of it, you stop worrying about the scratches and start enjoying the ride. Now, how do we do this in the real world? Stop future tripping. We spend 90% of our time attached to things that haven't even happened yet. We're stressed about an argument we might have with our boss in 3 days. Non-attachment says, I'll deal with that guy when I see him. Right now, I'm going to eat this delicious sandwich. Try things like the Oh Well mantra. This is the most powerful spiritual tool in existence, in my opinion. You missed that flight? Oh well. The restaurant is out of your favorite spicy tuna? Oh well. It's not about being passive. It's about refusing to let the what is ruin the what could be. Hold ideas loosely. Stop being so attached to being right. Being right is exhausting. Being at peace is much more relaxing. Here's the paradox. When you stop being attached to the result, you actually perform better. Professional golfers have said if they are attached to the idea of the trophy in their hands, it shakes. Because if they are non-attached and just focus on the swing, the ball goes exactly where it's supposed to go. By letting go of the need for things to be a certain way, you finally have the energy to enjoy them as they are. You can love deeper, work harder, and laugh louder because you aren't afraid of losing. So, go home, enjoy your favorite things, hug your mug, but at the same time, remember to keep your hands open. The world is a lot more fun when you take that power back. As always, thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.